chilling and a Merry Christmas. Just about time to say Merry Christmas, too. This is old Sleepy Joe with music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles and maybe poems, too. And right along about this time of the year, the stories and the songs and the riddles is all about Christmas. Because Christmas is for the children. And long about Christmas time, most children don't care nothing about no kind of stories, less it is about Christmas and Santa Claus and reindeers and love, too. Because Christmas means love, children. You see, Christmas is the birthday of the one who had taught us all to love one another. And that's the truth. And that's what was going along in little Br'er Rabbit's head when he was trying to teach Br'er Fox the story of love one another. And we'll get to the storytelling in just a minute. But first, how about some music? Just listen to this. That's what chillin's like, music and songs and stories. And now for the story of Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit's lesson. And this story all started the day that Br'er Fox had done sneaked up on little Br'er Rabbit while Br'er Rabbit were getting a drink of water at the mill pond. You see, Br'er Frog was making so much noise of croaking that Br'er Rabbit didn't hear Br'er Fox as he was sneaking up on him. And Br'er Frog was a-going like this.
Needy, needy, needy.
And that's the reason Br'er Rabbit couldn't hear Br'er Fox until it was too late. And Br'er Fox got his haunches all underneath of him. And he was all set to jump and pounce on poor little Br'er Rabbit. And he would have pounced on him, too. And little Br'er Rabbit would have been a goner if it hadn't have been for Sis Crow, who was sitting on a low branch of the old oak tree. Because Sis Crow saw what Br'er Fox was about to do. And she hollered to the top of her lungs at Br'er Rabbit like this.
Caw! Caw! Look out, Br'er Rabbit, look out, danger, look out, Br'er Rabbit.
And as soon as Sis Crow said danger, little Br'er Rabbit knowed he was in trouble. And he jumped up and he looked all around to see where the danger was coming from. And it won't long before he spied Br'er Fox, all drawed up and ready to spring on him. And Br'er Rabbit say,
uh-oh, it's Br'er Fox. He get ready to jump on top of me and I can't get away. I is trapped. Oh, what is I going to do? What is I going to do?
And with that, he looked up at Sis Crow and Br'er Rabbit say,
I can't get away, Sis Crow. I can't run. Because do I run that way, I'll run right into Br'er Fox and he'll catch me. And do I run this way, I'll run right into the mill pond. And do I run into the mill pond, I is a goner just the same because I can't swim a stroke.
And all the time Br'er Rabbit was a-talking, Br'er Fox was a-taking his time, so when he pounced on Br'er Rabbit, he wouldn't miss. And Br'er Fox was a-saying,
look at him. Can't go into the water because he can't swim. Can't run this way because I'll head him off and he know it. So this is one time I has got that little rabbit for sure. This is one time I ain't gonna miss. This is the finish of Br'er Rabbit. This is his doom. Because when I pounces on him and hollers my ear-splitting, paralyzing yell of I got you, I'll eat him on the spot. I don't even have to pounce on him to tell the truth. I got him so hemmed in, I could almost walk over there and pick him up puppy dog style. But I'd like to pounce and hear my ear-splitting, nerve-upsetting yell better. So here goes.
And with that, Br'er Fox get his haunches under him good and tight, and he get ready for the spring. In the meantime, Sis Crow was a-telling Br'er Rabbit what he got to do, and Sis Crow was a-saying,
oh, don't stand there, boy. Don't stand there. He get ready to pounce on you. Go on, do what I tell you.
Where's I gonna run, Sis Crow?
Into the mill pond, Br'er Rabbit, into the mill pond.
In the mill pond?
In the mill pond, Br'er Rabbit. Go on, in the mill pond, jump.
But I can't swim.
Yeah, you can't. Go on, jump.
I can't swim, though. Well, we had a rabbit that could swim, Sis Crow.
You gotta jump, Br'er Rabbit. You gotta jump. Jump.
The rabbits can't swim, I told you. Just ain't in them to swim. They hate water, rabbits do. Scared to death of water, all us rabbits is.
Jump, boy, jump. You get ready to jump on, you better jump, boy.
There ain't no such a thing as swimming in the rabbit family, though, Sis Crow. I can't jump in the mill pond.
Jump now, boy. Jump in that mill pond like I tell you, jump.
I'm a rabbit. I ain't no duck. Wish I was a duck right now.
And about that time, Brer Fox jump. And he say,
Gotcha.
And he jumped just as he say that, and he pounced. But he didn't pounce on Brer Rabbit, chillin'. No, indeed. Because just as Brer Fox hollered, I got you, and pounced, Brer Rabbit, he did jump. Not in the mill pond. He jumped so high and so far that he jumped clean across onto the other side. So you see, chillin', none of us really realizes how silly the word can't is until we has to do the things we always say that we couldn't. And that's the truth. It sure is. And now I've heard some music. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what children's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. By the way, did y'all get the answer to the riddle that old Sleepy left with you the last sentence? What is that black stuff that Santa Claus gets all over his suit on Christmas Eve? Did you get... That's right, chillin' soot. Oh, and now for the next riddle. Why does Santa Claus always wears a heavy coat? See, can you get that one twixt and tween there the next sentence? And now for old Sleepy say bye-bye and Merry Christmas. He had little thought that he wants to leave with his chillin. I hope the chillins will always be as happy as a Christmas tree. And that delight in the little eyes will shine like stars in the Christmas skies. Now bye-bye, chillin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.